Vayigash Eil of Yehuda. You have here the confrontation of Yehuda and Yosef, and the Shvatim and Yosef. There's an interesting shiloh. It says in last week's parasha, Utvoyach Tevach Vehochein. And Chazal say in the Medrash, Mikan She Yosef Shomer Shabbos. Because Vehochein is in Yerach HaChona for Shabbos. Bemis, it's a remez also on Chanukah. Utvoyach Tevach, the Ches of Tevach, and Vehochein is the letters of Chanukah. And Utvoyach Tevach, without the last Ches, that Ches went to Chanukah, is Gematria 36, 36 Neiris. Utvoyach Tevach Vehochein. But the Medrash says that Utvoyach Tevach Vehochein, Mikan She Yosef Shomer Shabbos. So Nechelku on a farshim, does Utvoyach Tevach V'hochein mean that Yosef was preparing them the meal on Friday, and that's why he told them, Ki iti yoichlu ha'anoshim batzoraim, on Friday you have to eat early. That's what he was hinting, that you can't eat late on Erev Shabbos. Oy bazoi, it's v'haboiker or v'ha'anoshim shulchu, is Shabbos morning. If Utvoyach Tevach V'hochein means Friday, so the next morning is Shabbos, I bazoi, this confrontation with Yehuda and Yosef is taking place on Shabbos. An alternative option is no. Utvoyach Tevach V'hochein means that the suda Yosef made for them was on Shabbos, and in fact now it's already Haboiker Or is Sunday morning. But if Haboiker Or V'Hanoshim Shulchu is Shabbos, so there's a Pella. Haboiker Or V'Hanoshim Shulchu Heimo V'Chamoy Rehem. What's with Mechamer? There's an Isra of Mechamer on Shabbos. Azoy Frek Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. What's with Isra Mechamer? They're doing Isra Mechamer. So the emes is, there's a tzad of the Achroinim that the Isra of Mechamer is only when it's your behema. It's different than the Lama Tes Malachis. Mechamer, we know from the Sugin Yevamis, there's only a lav, there's no chorus of skila, but the lav of Mechamer is only when it's your own behema. I would say maybe the Shvatim, each one switched and each one took a different one's chamor. Heimah v'chamerim, they swapped chamorim. But that leaves us to an interesting kasha, Frek Rabbi Elchanan. He brings the kasha b'shem Rav Meir Atlas. There's a Sugin Yevamis, the Vav. The Gemara handles a dilemma, a havamina, that if your father told you to do Mechamer on Shabbos, to go bring him goizlis, to bring him food, so the Gemara brings a pasuk, Ish imay babaftiro, Hashem soise tishmayru, you don't listen to him even though it's Mechamer. And the Gemara insists that you're dealing there with the concept of Esei Doicha Loisa say. What Esei Doicha Loisa say? Just be mafkir the behemah. Just be mafkir the behemah, then there won't be a problem of Mechamer. If Mechamer is only usher, when it's your Chamor. Azay Frank Rabbi Chanan, he says a fascinating teretz, a chiddush in the musak of Esei Doicha Loisa. He says, you're not mechoyif to be mafkir your Chamor. Kacha, it's your Chamor, your father says Mechamer, like the Havmer that it's Esei Doicha. It's Esei Doicha. That's not called Efshel Lekayim Shneim, to be Mafka the Chamor. Now another option is to say that Be'emes, there's no problem of Mechamer because it was Chutz Loretz. Ki Yadua the Ramban and Parshas Toldos says that the Ovos only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisroel. And that's how he answers various kashas. He reads Doch the Ramban and Parshas Toldos. The Medrash says that Yosef kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. Zok there, yeah, Yosef kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. He was in Golis and he has an extra Shmira, had to keep Shabbos even in Chutz Loretz. But the Shvatim didn't, the Ovos didn't, they only kept mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's Bechlal not a kasha of Mechamer. It's interesting, the Lev Yischein also handles this nidden. It says, when they're having the confrontation, Vayikrusim loisam, Vayamos ish al chamoyroi, Vayashuvu ha'ir. This is mamash at the end of last week's parasha, which we're learning now, happened on Shabbos. So Rashi brings Vayamos, Rashi says they were Balei Zroya, they were so strong, each one of them was able to load up his donkey by himself. Now it's mamash apella, because earlier it says when they ran after them and they told them to unload the donkeys, there it says, "Vayiridu isha samtach." They did a lashon rabin. Says the Lev Yischein because it was Shabbos and they didn't want to do prikas chamor only with shnayim she'osu. And he says like this: originally, when they left, it says they did it b'lashon yochid, and they're also going out of the tchum and they're doing malachas of Shabbos and all that because pekuach nefesh, they have to bring food back to their father. That avada they have to do b'mehirus. But when they were caught up with the anshe Yosef and they were told to unload the donkey on that, you know, they took their time. And they made sure to do Chanaim Shasa. Aye, so why does Rashi say when they're reloading it up to go back to Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Malamich Abali's Roya for you? So Rashi, now it's a question already of Melchama. They have to show that they're powerful, that they're strong. Now they went to do it because they wanted to show how powerful they are. But that is another thing also. Yosef told the people, Kum Radoif Achrei Anoshim, near the end, he told them, run after them. So why do we have to run after them? Because Yosef was worried they're going to leave the Tchum. Let's assume even go with the other Pshat, like the Ramban, that the Oves and the Shvatim don't keep Shabbos in Chutz Lartz, but Yosef does. So Yosef wants to make sure that they run after them, they should stay within the Tchum. Another Pshat I heard once, he said run after them because if they're going to go far enough, they'll say Tfilas Haderech. If they'll say already Tfilas Haderech, then it's not going to work. Then Tfilas Haderech is going to help. He wanted to catch them before they maspik to say Tfilas Haderech. But like this Shabbos, the Kipshat was saying that he wanted to make sure they didn't leave the Tchum. And it's interesting also, Chasam Sofer, you know, the Gemara in Pesachim learns out that over here that says they went through all the bags of the Amtachos of the different Shvatim, and it says, Vayechapes, and we learn that from here, the din of Bedikas Chom, it's Metziah, Metziah, Chippus, Mechippus, the whole Gzeir Shov in Pesachim. Frektim Arsho already in Pesachim. Why do we learn that Metziah, Mechippus from over here by the Amtachos of the Binyamin? Learn it out already earlier that by Lavan, when Lavan was searching, it says, Vayechapes, Veloy Motza, Esatrofim. So the Emes Andrew is saying, Vayechapes, Veloy Motza. By us, we do want to find. We want to find the chametz. Either we want to find the 10 petitim that you put out, and we want to find the chametz. But the Chasam Sofer says no. He says there's a nidin that when you're doing the bedika, someone else can hold the candle. And he says it's a riot because zichur over here was Shabbos. So zichur, even though Yosef was telling his anoshim to go look through the bags, but Avada, he was doing the chippus, but someone else was holding the candle because it's Shabbos. It's a riot. That's why we have to pick this pasuk to show a smach that you do the bedika even if someone else is holding the candle. Al-Kapanam, that was the nidin over here, that the confrontation over here is happening on Shabbos. We spoke a few Shabbos in Yonim. Vayigashel of Yehuda, a famous word from the Gro, that the Taini HaMikra on Vayigashel of Yehuda is Kavma V'Azlo Revi, Zarka Munach Segel, that why did the fourth son Yehuda, why is he jumping Barosh, why is he going in front, and why is he handling the Inyan? Because Zarka Munach Segel, he threw away his Gula, his menucha, his oilam haba, he was mevatar on his oilam haba. Now, Bemis is a pillow that the Aushach stels, Bemis, a lot of the Akhrayim stel. In the end of last week's parsha, Yehuda was maskim to say that all of them should become avodim and the actual ganav should be killed. Yosef is offering them a much more lenient option and saying that they all can go free and only one of them is going to be an eved, and all of a sudden on that they're fighting. What's the nidin? They were maskim to much more. The Teretz is of the Aushach, they were maskim because they thought it's an oinish for the Mechiris Yosef. And on that they were accepting the Oynish of Mechiris Yosef as B. But now that they see that Davke Binyamin, of all people that wasn't in the Mechira, he's the one that's Nenash, now they chav, Yesh Dvarim Begoy. It's not Al Sinyan of the Mechira, and therefore they're going to fight it till the end. Now, the Shakavataria, the Shvatim are going back and forth with Yosef. What happens? And Toichat Dvorim, they say a loshin, Vayetze ha'echad me'iti, va'oimer ach toroif toirof, v'loi re'isiv adhena. The Emeset says toroif toirof also with Parshas Vayeshev, that Yaakov Avinu said it. The brothers here are quoting their father. But it's an interesting loshin, the Chasam Sofer has a cute shot. Va'oimer ach toroif toirof, v'loi re'isiv adhena. Yaakov was worried that maybe Yosef wasn't killed. Maybe Yosef was attacked by a certain wild animal. There's a certain wild animal that when you get attacked from him, you go meshuggah, you go crazy, you become miturif. And why was Yaakov bezunder worried that Yosef became miturif? Because if Yosef was killed, Rachmana Litzlan, after someone dies, he comes back to you in a dream. So Yaakov said, Stolzachfar, if Yosef was taka killed, whatever the scenario situation was, but at least he would have come, I would have seen him in a dream. But if it didn't seem even in a dream, must be he's still alive. Vayomer ach torif torif, must be he is alive in a gan meshuggah. Because v'loy re'isiv adhein, I haven't seen him yet, I would have at least seen him in a dream. From the fact that I didn't see him in a dream, must be that not that he died, but that he's Torah, Torah. The Emes says, the Gemara in Erevin, it darshens this pasuk Torah, Torah, Yosef, and it brings also a pasuk Lechem, Hatrifani. It brings the idea like this, that Teref, Nosan Reif, Teref is the Indian of getting the Zoinus. And the Gemara darshens on this pasuk, it sells too also that the Yoina came to Noyach, Valayotzam, Valayoina comes Be'erev, Ali Zeis, Torah, Befiyo, Torah, Mizoinus. And the Yoina says, it's a beautiful word, I want to tie it into Hanukkah. The Yoina says, he brings back his eyes, he says, Mutav Shiyu Mizainoisai, Merurim Kizayas, Biyad, Bimsurim Biyadecha, Valyu Mesukin Kidvash, Umesurim Biyad Basav Adom. So Pasha, he's saying, I'd rather get my Mizainus from Hashem. But there's a Pshat, Hasidish Pshat, Murray the Gazach, that Hanukkah, similar to Rosh Hashanah, Hanukkah is a time when we get Shefa from the Rabbanish Leilam. But whereas on Rosh Hashanah, it's based on Yoyim Hadin, it's based on our Maisim, and we're Zoyche Kefima Aseinu, how we're Zoyche in it, Chanak is Chanino, Matnas Chinom, Hashem gives it as a Matona. So we're saying, Mutav, that my Mezoinus should be Mesmerurim Kezayis, Chanakah, over Mesurim Biyadechet, from the Rabbi Shloilam, while you Mesukin Kedvash, it shouldn't be the Bechina of the sweetness of Rosh Hashanah, of the Dvash of Rosh Hashanah, but it's Biyad Basar Vadom, that it's totally in our Maisim, we want that Shefa of Mezoinus. So suddenly Yosef is nisgal to them by Yomer. He says, "Ani Yosef ha'oida v'chai." So the Chafetz Chaim gives a beautiful marshal. He says, "Be'emes the shvatim." If you look at the process of the chronological order of events that was happening here, they were at a lowest end. They thought that everything is going wrong. Anything that can go wrong went wrong. They came to get food. They're being accused of being meraglim. There's a rav. Their father is waiting for food. Yosef, Einenu, Binyamin is being punished now. Shimon is now. It's a tutzich. It's Lebedek. Everything that's going wrong can go wrong. And one statement: Ani Yosef ha'ayda v'chai, and everything is miyoshev. All the kashas. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Bishuv Hashem es shivas tzion hayinu kechoyim." And the same thing will be by the Gula Asida. We're at a tunkula part of the Golus, and we don't know. And there's so many questions and so many things that we don't understand that are b'hastora shevetoicha hastora on all different fronts, tzoras aklal and tzoras aprat. And one his galus of ani Hashem b'shuv Hashem es shivas tzion. It's all going to be miyoshev. That's a bechina. The Sfarim explained that Yosef is gematria tzion. There's a lot about that, but actually Yosef is gematria 156, gematria tzion. So was Antiochus. So was Melech Yavon. So was Oif. But you have to know what all these things mean. But Oif is an example. Sfarim. Some was Meir. But you have to know. But the Ani Yosef is that bechina of Bishuv Hashem Hashivas tzion. That one is godless of Yosef is going to be the gili for everything. Now, you have to always discuss, everyone talks about this kasha. Yosef is already down in Mitzrayim for so many years. Why didn't he send a message? A WhatsApp, an email, a telephone, a telegram, a letter, a shliach, a message, something. He's a king already for a few years. Why didn't he send any message to his father? So Harbei, the Rishayim already speak about it, but I saw a fascinating pshat. In some editions of the Yerushalmi, in Zroim, there are different, right? It's not like, there are different surahs adafs in Yerushalmi. It's not one. But in the, I think in the Madura Zitamir, there's a, in the Yerushalmi, at the end of Zroim, Pasha, there's a little blank page at the end, and there was a minig by printers that they used to say, Shalei Lahashir as Adaf Cholok. They wrote a vort. So at the end of Zroim, in some of the, in the Fusim of Yerushalmi, he brings this kasha, and he says, Yosef thought that Yaakov was also part of the Mechira, and he thought they're still angry at him, and he thought that if he sends even a minimal message, they're going to come after him. And even now, with Binyamin coming, he wants to really hear from Binyamin firsthand. Is Yaakov really not part of the story? The brothers are saying how Yaakov is suffering. Yosef thought Yaakov was part of it. They're saying no. He's not sure. It's all a spiel, maybe. He wants to hear Binyamin's version of events and then first see if the attack is still out against him. It's a fascinating shot. Now, when Yosef wants to show that proof that he's the brother, it's not even so posh that they're suddenly not convinced. The Gemara says that they didn't recognize him because he was without a zakon. So he proves to them various rayas, Geshuna Eli, that he's Mohul, and Kifi Hamidabar Aleichem, that he speaks Lashon Kodesh, and of course the kasha is that he speaks Lashon Kodesh. After he knows Lashon Kodesh. So, there's a beautiful pshat from Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz. It says that they didn't recognize him because of Yatsa B'chassim HaZokin. The shaila is, why don't they recognize his voice? The Gemara says that even a sumo is Mutter B'ishtoi, because you could recognize the Tfias Ein the color. You could recognize the voice. So why didn't they recognize him based on his voice? So Rav Yonis and Aibash says that you only recognize someone by his voice if it's the Mamaloshin, if it's the original language you remembered him in. In a different language, you don't remember him. So they didn't recognize his voice because he was talking to them in a different language. When it's Kipi Amidabar Aleichem and he's talking to them in Lashon Kodesh, not the proof that he knows Lashon Kodesh is the proof that it's Yosef. But now that he's speaking to them in Lashon Kodesh, they recognize, oh, that's the voice, Kipi Amidabar Aleichem. So he finally, he sees Binyamin. Close the window. Ula Binyamin Nosan Shloish Meis Kesef Vechamesh Chalif Ois Smolois. And the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tezayin, the Gemara, famous Gemara, the Gemara says, "Dover shenet star by oisoi tzadik yikoshel by zarei hare." The whole kinah of the sinah of the mechira started because of an extra beged that Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef, and now he's going to single out Binyamin and give him extra begodim. Elazok the Gemara, it's a remez for Binyamin that osid Binyamin lotzais ben mi Binyamin. It's a remez for the begodim of Mordechai. Mordechai idea, that the idea of giving Binyamin now 5 begodim is a remez for Mordechai that's coming out of Binyamin. The truth is, the Sfarim explain that, let's go off on this a little bit, it's interesting, it's mavur in a lot of Sfarim, Leah and Rachel. Leah is keneged Torah Shebiksav, and Rachel is keneged Torah Shebalpeh. And therefore, Lavan tells Yaakov, I have to give you Leah first. You can't give Torah Shebalpeh before Torah Shebiksav. First, ain't dark unless it says Sabachiro Fnatsi, I have to give you Torah Shebiksav first. And Emes Rachel also, she says, Havali Bonim, I'm Torah Shebalpeh, she says, I also need Bonim. Havali Bonim, Vim Ayin, Mesa Anoichi. You think Torah Shebiksav could be without Torah Shebalpeh? Anoichi is Torah Shebiksav, Anoichi Shemalikecha, Sarah Sadibris. Havali Bonim, Vim Ayin, Mesa Anoichi, Torah Shebalpeh can't be without Torah Shebiksav. So in the end, she has children also. Who's Leah? She has Moshe Rabbeinu, Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Torah Shebiksav. Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. From Rachel comes Torah Shebalpeh. Chanukah is Yosef, we already explained. And Purim is Binyamin, Yeshimini. So that's really what's happening over here, that he's seeing here that the Nes of Purim is coming from Binyamin. Chanukah is Yosef, and Purim is Binyamin. And that's the remez. Frepsich the Kasha, the Marshosh Telvanak, and the Going, the Sfasemes, the Oil, the Gemara Megillah. The Kasha was that how can he give Binyamin 5 suits and give everyone else only 1 suit? It's going to cause a kinna, and the whole story originally was kinna. How can he make kinna? So what's the teretz? You want to make a remez for Mordechai? Yeah, understand? It's the teretz, answers the kasha. What does that do with the kinna? So the Goyin says that the MS Binyamin's suit was much cheaper. It says Khalifa is choser. Binyamin's 5 suits were the same price as all the other shvatim's 1 suit. I don't know, what would you rather get? 5 cheap ones or 1 expensive one? Chvesnish, the Gedorim, but Akaponim, ask the kinna, that's Miyoshev. Why did he do 5, not 1? A remez for Binyamin. Frekar Bishua led Diskin. So one second, he gave Binyamin 5 suits as a remez for Mordechai. Now all the other Shvatim got a suit. Why didn't Binyamin get a suit? So later going, the 5 suits are instead of the 1 suit, because it was cheaper. But if you go now like that, the kasha was, why did Binyamin get 5 suits? A remez for Mordechai. They went out with Chamisha Begodim. So that's why he got 5 suits. Why didn't he get a suit like everybody else? Everyone else got a Khalifa. Why doesn't he get a Khalifa? Kom to Mocha Khalifa. Zokra Bishua led, why is he giving out suits all of a sudden? Because it says Vayikru Samloisam, it says in last week's parsha they ripped their clothes because they were betzar on the mechira. Binyamin didn't rip his clothes; they all needed suits because it's even some even say it's grumma because he caused it. He was draining them a cup till they thought really right. Like a mashal halacha lemaisa, you go tell somebody, you tell him someone died, and you have to do kriya, and he does kriya, and it was all a bluff. He was kriya's own beged, but you caused it. That grumma, that's garmi, yesh lodin. So he wanted to reimburse them on the suits. But Binyamin doesn't need an extra suit; he didn't rip his suit. Now what's with the money? He gave him shloish me'ais kesef. What's with the money? The Gemara says that it was a kinna with the suits. So the Mashal says because the godim is more sensitive issue. Especially he says, why is it a kinna? Yosef deserves to give Binyamin more. It's his brother Menahavu Menahim. He's tak closely related to Binyamin more than the others. The whole kasha metchila was that clothes is a sensitive issue. The original kinna happened because of clothes. But the money also could be was inside the pocket. You didn't see the money. The money he put inside the suits. And it wasn't a bill, it was coins. Maybe that's why you need 5 suits. Way down. Each suit, he put a little bit of money. Now Yosef tells them when they're going back, Al tirguzu baderech, Zok Rashi, Al tirguzu, Al tisasku bedvar halocha, Shalai tirgaz aleicha baderech, Dabar acher, not to go psi agasa, and lefi pshutoi, because they were embarrassed, he thought they're going to fight about whose fault it was. Now, the first plan of Rashi is that they shouldn't be Oisik and Dvar Alocha. The Emes HaTel, the Gemara in Tain is that Yud brings this Ach. Al Tirgaz Ubederach, not to do with Dvar Alocha. In fact, the Gemara, Eini, it's not true. V'omer Abiloi, Babrech, Yishnei, Talmidei Chachoim, Aholchim, Bederach, V'ein, Beinayim, Divrei Toiro, Ru'uyim, Lissori. You have to learn Afenveg, you have to learn. So, the Gemara, yeah, the difference is if it's Lemigris or Le'iyuni. Meaning Afenveg, so you shouldn't get far blunjit, you have to learn a Bekiyas to Kaseida. Not when a person's traveling on a bus. Traveling on a bus or in a car. Avadi could learn Be'in. Why shouldn't you learn Be'in? It means in those days you were traveling with a horse and a sus and a chamor and it was bumpy and you had a check and you didn't have a GPS. So you're going to get fablunjit. You'll get fablunjit on the derech, you'll get fablunjit in the sugya. You have to learn Bekiyas. Avadi, if a person going, stam, finveg, Avadi, you learn Be'in. You don't have to have it's a good thing to have a copy pocket Mishnah Berurah, but you don't need a pocket Mishnah Berurah. You can learn a Rashba, you can continue the sugya. There's no reason. Oh, but the Gemara says the chilik is if you learn Be'in or you learn Bekiyas. So the pel is, that means when Yosef was telling them, Al tirguzu baderech, Al tisasku bedvar alocha, what was he telling them? Not to not learn Bekiyas. Bekiyas, you do have to learn Bederek. He was telling them not to learn Be'ir. They say, they just found out the whole Yosef, everything is a Tumul. And they're going to mamash go Tzirik to the Sugya. I know which Sugya they're going to learn. They're going to learn the precious Drachim's Mahalach and the Achroinim, of what was the gather of the Machloikas, Yosef and the brothers. It's an Ian Sugya. They say, the two Pshatim of Rashi, Shalai Yeriba Baderek, Mi Tarach, B'Mechirasai, that's the Sugya. That's the Sugya to learn. You can learn that Sugya Be'ir. So that's the Sugya Gufa that they're going to learn. But you see from here, a Mavel de Kazakh, that the Ovis were on such a darga that even though Mamish just now with a geferlicha behold that happens to them, but for Shteitzich, it's v'yachzor v'tomudei with such a tremendous hasmada. In the Kovit Shurim in Rebbe Chanan, it says in the Hakdama that Rebbe Chanan at one time was learning in Kovna Koilil, and he got a telegram that he had a child, and he was in the middle of learning the Tosfos Chulin of Yeshna L'Shechita Mitchila V'Atzoif. So he got up, he made a brach on the Besura Toiv, and then continued, Mamash Tarech Chedei Dibur. But if you hold Shechita Elul Besayif, so then it's enough. I mean, he was learning with the Panavish Rav Chavrusa. That was the Musogim. Vayizbach Zvochim, Yaakov Avinu is going down, Vayizbach Zvochim, Lelikei Oviv Yitzchok. So Rashi brings it to famous Rashi, Lelikei Oviv Yitzchok, Chayiv Odom Bechavid Oviv, Yoyser Mikvoid Zkenoi, Lefigach Tolib Yitzchok, Veloi Bavrom. Person's chayiv more to be mechaber his father more than his grandfather. Why did Yaakov Davka mention Alekei of Yitzchok? Why did he mention his grandfather? It's because you're mechuyiv more to be mechaber your father. But it's meduyik here that you are mechuyiv to be mechaber your grandfather. Just you're mechuyiv to be mechaber your father more. Where's the makor you have to be mechaber your grandfather, Bechlau? It's mestama deraisa, but where's the makor? Mestama from kabir es avicha. I don't have a different makor. No, the ikur din is avicha, but avi avicha eichet. Some say b'nei bonim or im kibonim. Mistom, it's not just avi oviv. Mistom, any grandparent, who within your paternal grandfather, and your maternal grandfather, and your maternal grandfather, also, and your maternal grandmother, avi imoy, em imoy. Some say that's by avi oviv, but there's a chiv of avi oviv. So I say in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei in Siman Reish Mem in Yeridei in Hilchas Kibud Av, it brings over there chayiv adam lechabed chomiv. A person has to be mechabed his shver. That's a sif in Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber. But some of that's also a deraisa. There's a giloy that chamev is also called aviv. Some say it's a chiv, you have to be mechaved your wife. You do that, or maybe it's a direct din, you have to be mechaved your shver. Kvonim, it only says the shver. The Taz brings, Afanor, the Tzimmer Reish Mem, he brings from his shver. His shver was the Bach. He says, Kosov, Moiri v'chomi, who adin chamoysim? Because Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring chamoysim. Shulchan Aruch only says chamev. He says, who adin chamoysim? Then the Ramah brings, this Rashi, the Ramah brings, the person supposed to ask me chiv, avi aviv. So the emphasis, I had a shayla. Who are you mechayiv to more? Chomiv or Avi Oviv? I wasn't sure what the din is. Let's say a person's in a matzah, his shver asks him for a drink, kois mayim, coffee, whatever, and his grandfather, Avi Oviv, asks. Which is more of a chiyiv? They're both a deraisa v'chayra. They're both not mamish the spitz av v'ein, but it's a teitzov av v'ein. Which is kedima? I don't know. What's the kedima? Chomiv or Avi Oviv? Nothing missing. But I want to go first to a basic one. It's a little bit of a confusing topic. I want to set it up b'hai oifin. The Achronim ask Akasha, Rabbi Kveger and Tshuva brings Olav Yisrein. Rashi here says that you mechuyiv to be mechavid your father. You also mechuyiv to be mechavid your grandfather. Midrash also. But your father more. Frekze Chapella. If your father asks you for a drink, and your grandfather asks you for a drink, so you give it to your father. Now, after you give the drink to your father, what happens? He gives it to his father. That's his business. I mean, his father looks at him. But that's not your Asik is to give it to your father. He has to afterwards give it to his father. Abulachayr, why? What happened to Atav Avicha? Chayav Mechvoid Avi Avicha. Same thing. Gemara says in Kedushim, we had in the Sugis by us. Atav Imcha Chayav Mechvoid Avicha. Or Atav Avicha Chayav Mechvoid Aboyre. So Atav Avicha, Atav Imcha Chayav Mechvoid Avicha. So say Atav Avicha Chayav Mechvoid Avi Avicha. And you should give the kois, Mayim, to your grandfather. As I frag in Achronim, some even want to say that's Taka the Din. Some Achronim say, but her it's a pella. The whole idea of Atav V'imcha Chayav Mechvoid Avicha is because Yechiv to your father and Yechiv to your mother are equal. That's Mamash Aser Sadibris, the Shudishal Mikra. V'harai, if they were divorced, then Yitaka, you can choose which one, whichever one you like, whichever one you want to give to. There's no Achra. But V'bal, there's two equal Chiyuv. So your Machriya, Atav V'imcha, she's the Chayav and his Chayav. But the dilemma is your father or your grandfather. And nanich that the chiv to your grandfather is also a deraisa. But it's not of that same caliber level. By chiyuvim that are not shavois, avar the chiv to the av is more of a starker chiv. It comes first. The etzim comes first. There's no atav avicha. That's galat. And if you're misupik about it, I'll prove it to you. Let's say two people ask you for a drink. One is your father, and the other one is his shver. He got remarried, and he has a shver. He's mechayiv to be mechaber his shver. It's halacha shulchan aruch. Are you mechayiv to be mechaber his shver? I don't think so. He's a nice guy, but I don't think you have any chayiv to him. Your father's second husband, your father's second wife's father. No, but he's mechayiv in him. So atav avicha chayav mechvayt chomiv. It's not true. You're not chayiv mechvayt chomiv. Zog, even by avi yavav, you are chayiv, but it's not the same level. I had an interesting shayla. What's the dinner? You mechayiv to be mechaber your great grandfather. Let's keep it simple. Avi avi yavav, without the maternal things. Avi avi yavav. Let's assume you mechayiv also to your great grandfather. Is it the same darg of chayiv as a grandfather, or do we say that the more richuk of a dar, mistami yechayiv, but it's a lower chayiv? Or no, there's father and then there's kol adaris lamal. So I had a murder kesafik. What's the din if your grandfather asks you for a drink and your great grandfather asks you for a drink? Now again, your grandfather's gonna have to give it to his father. That's his eisik. But who do you give it to? So my eisik is if avi oviv and avi avi oviv is the same adrega. So if it's the same adrega, then atav avi avicha chayov mechvoy avi avi avicha, and you give it to your great grandfather. But if you learn that avi avi avicha is of a lower darg of chiyuv, naniach it's a chiyuv, but it's a lower darg of chiyuv, then you give it to avi oviv. V'chehen if there's more darks. But I had a few other interesting shailas. There's many. Let me just speak out a few. I want to chap a rhyme. I had an interesting shayla. Let's say avi imcha and aim avicha ask you for a drink. This is your grandmother and your grandfather. But keep track. Your maternal grandfather and your paternal grandmother both ask you for a drink. They're the only ones there. No, their spouses aren't there. Whatever. Who do you give to you first? Your mother's father or your father's mother? Confused there. Who do you give the drink to? So some say whichever one you want. I have it sad, maybe the father's mother comes first. Because the same way, atav imcha chayav mechvayt avicha, if the mother and father would be'etzem have the conflict, who would then a taitsa of the chiyav of them would give a kadima? But it's not so poshut. Now, just an interesting shayla, someone asked me, Tak alach lamaisa, I'm not going to pass alach lamaisa, but it's maisa b'chol yoyim, you have to know what to do. If a person is, for whatever reason, had his parents and his shver and shvigar for Shabbos, not suggesting it depends on the situation, but naniach those are the people by the table. So she's bringing the soup Friday night, and by the table is sitting her husband, his parents, and her parents. Nobody else. Her husband, his parents, and her parents. So some place can say first and foremost she's chayiv to her husband, so she gives the soup to her husband before parents in a chanami. And after her husband has that first soup, who does he give it to? His father. And then the next soup, who does she give to? No, the soup she gives to him again. But then he gives it to his mother. She keeps on giving him the soup. Keeps on coming. There's no soup. Just to him first. So she gives the soup to him, and he gives it in the order of his father, his mother, her father, chamiv, and then chamoisai. Mistome, that order. But some say no, that be'etzim, the parents come first. But if the parents come first, then she gives it to her parents before his parents. But it also might depend who he puts at the head of the table. But that's a whole different shayla. Yeah. Weiter. The pasuk says, "Kol nefesh lebeis Yaakov shivim." We know that Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim b'shivim nefesh. The pasuk actually goes through and gives all the names, and it even says at the end, "Bonov ubnei bonov itoi bnoisov ubnois bonov v'chol zarei." Remember, I saw there's a shayla on them a bit. We know that bnei bonim are in kibonim. We talked about kibonav. What about bnei bonim? Are bnei bonim? Ki b'nei bonim, as I clarify them a bit. Again, is b'nei bonim, ki b'nei bonim. So there's a lot of rise. I wanted to once say a harifas, I wanted to say once a raya. It says over here a whole list of the sivim nefesh, and the pasuk says, bonov u b'nei bonov, v'noisov u b'nois bonov v'chol zarei. And l'chayra, amongst the b'nei bonim, there are two great-grandchildren. I forgot where, who's the two good? What? Chetzron and Chamul, right? Chetzron and Chamul, b'nei Peretz, our great-grandchildren. And the pasuk doesn't say b'nei bonov, it just says bonov u b'nei bonov. So it's a raya, zoktam a bit, that b'nei bonim are called b'nei bonim. So the Torah Tamima brings this, and he has a kasha. He says, in a chanami, you have a raya that b'nei bonim are called b'nei bonim. But maybe that's because there's a large group of b'nei bonim over here, a whole bunch of einiklich, two ear einiklich oichet. And we say, b'nei bonim, oichet arayim, two little or einiklich, chaptam arayim. But there's zokt, that if you would be talking objectively only about b'nei bonim, that you would also call them b'nei bonim. As if the Torah came on the Monday. So I want to say posh the teretz. Punkt verkehrt. B'nai Bonim are Kabonim. So all the dozens of B'nai Bonim that are mentioned here, that's already Bonim. So when the Pasuk says Bonav u'B'nei Bonav, who's the B'nei Bonav? Only two. Chetzman and Chomel. B'nei B'nei Bonim, Arayim K'B'nei Bonim. The B'nei Bonim are Bonim. Yeah, Kachav. The B'nei Bonim are Bonim. The only people that have been called in this Pasuk B'nei Bonim are those two Chetzman and Chomel, the B'nei B'nei Bonim. Zok the Mabit, it's a right. The B'nei B'nei Bonim, Arayim K'B'nei Bonim. Now there's a problem because the Pasuk says that there were 70. And Rashi brings, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra actually asks, you're telling me b'shivim nefesh, the Pasuk says shivim, in Pasuk Chav Zayin, I think, right? Kol ha-nefesh l'beis Yaakov avom etzrayim shivim. Frek the Gemara in Baba Basra of Kuf Chav Gimel, shivim? It's only 69, as I frek the Gemara. Now Rashi misquotes the Gemara, and he brings it earlier, it says, the Pesukim actually break it up, there were 33 B'nai Leah, 16 Zilpah, 14 Rachel, 7 Avila. On the 33 of B'nai Leah, Rashi asks, 33? V'halei b'protan, there's only 32. It's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara asked, it's not 70, it's only 69. Rashi asks it differently. L'mashal, on this kasha of 70 and 69, there's a famous Rosh in Pesachim. The Rosh says in Pesachim that the Torah rounds all things to the nearest 10. Dugma l'davar, tisperu chamishim yoyim, even though it's only 49 days of Seder. There are many other Torahs in Tanakh kasha as well, but the Rosh answers because the Torah rounds things off to the nearest 10. Arboyim yakenu, and really there's only 39. And shivim nafish, and there's really only 69. That's why he's up to Rosh. But the Rosh insists that that's a part of rounding it only to the nearest 10, which would be true of the Gemara's kasha. But Rashi frekta nandir kasha, that 33 is not 32. That doesn't have the Rosh's kasha. And what's more, the Pasuk also says right before, kol nefesh shishim v'sheish. It's 65. It's a different kasha. And ki yadua, there are many terutzim, everyone knows Yecheved, which is the maskan of the Gemara Basra. The Gemara first says that Dina was born with a twin. Frek the Gemara, so is Binyamin. Frek the Velt, so is all the Tishvatim. Some say that the 70th one is Yaakov, working out. He's not mentioned. He's good for the 70th. Another beautiful pshat, I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings that it was Osnas, Yosef's wife, Osnas. That answers all the questions. Because it's Taka 66, because Osnas, Yosef and his two sons were in Mitzrayim. Yeah, but so was Osnas. And she's a child of Dina. Maybe even of Shimon. And even if you want to say she was from Shechem and not from Shimon, but she's from Dina. B'nai Bais. So we have that as another teretz. But you have to know that it's two different questions. One is cheshbening, where is the 70 and the 69? One is where is the 33 and the 32? So they all come down, and Yosef sends Yaakov. Yaakov sends Ves Yehuda Shalach Lafanav El Yosef Lahayrois Lafanav Goishna. Yaakov sends down Yehuda to Goishen. Rashi says Lahayrois Lafanav Liftoich Le Beis Talmud. The Velt says, why Beis Talmud? Because if 22 years later they're still learning the Sugya of Egla Rufa, 22 years is either Daf Yomi three times or it's Beis Talmud. And it says Goishna. The Bnei Yisrael writes that Goishna is the letters that's on the dreidel. Goishna, Gimel Shin Nun and Hey, and he has a whole arichas to explain that Goishna is a groisa Indian. Goishna is also gematria Mashiach. It's also gematria Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloich, and a lot of other tifin yonim in Goishna. And be'emes, it's fascinating. I saw it in Yeshua. It's brought down in a few places when it talks about the Nachal of Eretz Yisrael. It says Goishin. So the Radak over there says this is not the Goishin. No, that's not that Goishin. And then he says, yeah, it is. And that Goishin was Oyle and. Somehow, I don't know where it is exactly on the border, but the Baal, they sent it down, so Gemach Yeshiva started, and it was Olav in Nis'al, it became part of Eretz Yisrael afterwards, B'chlal. Interesting mice about Goishna. Now, at the dramatic meeting between Yaakov and Yosef, so it says, Vayev Kal Tzavar of Oid, that Yosef was crying, Zok Rashi, Aval Yaakov loy nafal al tzavar Yosef. Omer Rabbi Seinu shayakoyre kriyishma. Yaakov was laying in kriyishma. So Yosef was crying. Yaakov was laying in kriyishma. Why wasn't Yosef saying kriyishma? So harbe terutzim nemru be'inyan zeh. Another pshat, one pshat could be that Yosef already said kriyishma earlier. Yaakov didn't say kriyishma yet because he was hoylchei drachim and he wasn't able to concentrate. He finally made it into the town. Whereas Yosef had already said Kriyashma earlier. Alternatively, Yaakov was saying Kriyat Shema because it was Vasikin, and Yosef was waiting as a Melech, that Melech says Kriyat Shema B'Shoa Shlishis. Or Yaakov was saying Kriyat Shema because it was Vasikin, and Yosef was busy because he was being Isaac in Kibbutz Av. And Ad Kan were the Tzurtzim that I saw explaining why Yaakov was saying Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis and Yosef wasn't. But there are many other Mahalkim and the Achroinim that explain that we're not discussing over here the Chi of Kriyat Shema of Shacharis, but rather there's a different Indian, a concept that's being shteled avek over here, that Yaakov Avinu was now saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad, that whereas Yaakov saw and went through so many Tzuris, and now he's coming down to Mitzrayim, and according to a lot of the Svarim, the Toiv Shonim, the Yud Zayin Shonim, Gematria Toiv, that Yaakov was in Mitzrayim, is Be'emes Maisa of a Simin Lebonim of the Gula Asida. The same way all the travels and travails of Yaakov represent Maisa of a Simin Lebonim, the different Shlavim of the Golus. So there was Bikash Yaakov Leisha Vishalva, and somehow it didn't work right away, but then finally when he comes down to Mitzrayim, the Toiv Shonim in Mitzrayim represent Taka, the Gula Asida, and he's Taka. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem, Midas Rachem Elikeinu, Midas Adin, Hashem Echad, it's all one. Yaakov now comes to that Akara. I saw this farm right. It says earlier, Vayizbach Zvochim Lelikeiav of Yitzchak, and Amban already tells, you're never Zeveach to Elikim. You're only Zeveach to Hashem. The concept of Zvicha is Zeveach Lelikim Yocharam, Bilti LaHashem Levadi, LaHavaya Levadi. Zvicha, Karbonis B'mahus, could only be Mamish to the Shem Havaya, not to Elikim. So what's Vayizbach Zvochim Lelikeiav of Yitzchak? So a lot of this forum explained, I saw Rav Gedalia Shor talks about it, Arichas. Yaakov Avinu was in the Bechin of L'Asid Lovi right now. He's going down to Mitzrayim, represents that he's hitting now the Bayayim Hu Yi Hashem Echad, the Shmoy Echad, right? That's already going to be the Shlemis. He's already able to be Zeveh Svachim. So that's the Shema Yisrael that's being said over here. Another Pshat, the Chassam Sefer, it all ties in, but the Chassam Sefer says very interesting. We know that Yaakov Avinu was the one that was Misakin Boruch Shem Kibod Malchusi Leilam Void. And the Yidua that the Zohar says that is Yehuda Ilo'o and Yehuda Tata'o, which it means Shema Yisrael is 25 letters, and Boruch Shem Kibod Malchusi is only 24 letters. And the Zohar even connects it to Hanukkah that Boruch Shem Kibod Malchusi is Chavdal, and then you finally get to Chavhei Kislev, then it's Shema Yisrael, then it's the Spitz. But the Shema Yisrael is 25, the Boruch Shem Kibod Malchusi is only 24, Sachakol, that's 49. That's not the Spitz Shlemus. The Spitz Shlemus, we said, you round it off. The Rosh says, you just round it off. You don't just round it off. The real Spitz Shlemus is Taka 50. When you get to 49, you have to get to 50. Now what happens over here? Yaakov Avinu Be'emez Zok Tachsam Sefer was Misaking Uvorach Shem Kavoy Mochusim Lelum Vod. That's really the way he's supposed to say it. Not supposed to, but that's the really word, the word. And then it's 50. And that's by the Gula Sida, we're going to Taka B'Zoich to say Uvorach Shem Kavoy Mochusim Lelum Vod, which will be the full 50. Right now we're still in Golas. We only have the Bechina of the 49. What happened over here? If you go through the letters of the Shvatim, it's not, we have to work out all the different sheetas. If Binyamin were an extra Yud, Yehoisef would have, hey, there's all kind of ways, but the names of the Shvatim are 50 letters, 50 oisiyos. 25 on one Avni Eifid, 25 on the other Avni Eifid, Ayin Shom, Soit Tafam and Vav, Taisis with the Mishem Yerushalayim in the bottom. So, like this, Yaakov even thought Yosef is gone, and therefore he doesn't have that Shlemis of the 50. And he thought it's gone, he doesn't have that. But when he now is Mischaber with Yosef, and he sees that Yosef is here also, and it's Yosef Oina Vichai. It says, Eilich Ve'er'enu Terem Omas, because he was said, maybe you're telling me Yosef is alive, and maybe he became Mitzrish. I want to see him with my face. I have a Havchana that I can see, that I can look him into his eyes and see where he's holding. Scary. So, he sees now that Yosef is there, and it's the Shlemus of the 50, and that's when Yaakov was Misakein. Uvaruch Shem Kevoid Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. That was the Tikkun HaSholem of what Yaakov was doing. One last part, at the end of the parsha, Yosef is selling all, he's the Yosef Hu HaMashbir, Yosef Hu HaMachalkel, Yosef is supporting the ganze Welt. He was the epitome of the finance of the whole world. Everywhere else there was a Rav, and he made a rule, and the rule was V'hoya betvois unisatim chamishis lepari v'arba hayodis yilachem lazera hasodeh. He made a rule that you have to give only a fifth to pari, the other fourth, 80% you can set. And he says, but the Admas HaKoyin am not. The Admas HaKoyin am not. Yosef was telling Avek that pari only gets a fifth. And that the Kehanim B'chalal don't have. And this is Maisa of a similar bonim. The Chidah brings Maisa of a similar bonim in the Tunkel Golos of Mitzrayim, Shevet Levi didn't have to work. This was embedded and instated already from the time of Yosef. who was the leader, and he said, the chelik, the shevet HaKayinim doesn't have to. And then he also said something else. He says, you only have to give 1/5 to Paray. And that's what happened. Because the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. 430 is 86 times 5. 86, for the record, is Elikim, Gematria. Kim is, hey. Elikim is 86. So is Kois. So is Kois. The Yidden was supposed to work in Mitzrayim for 430 years. But Chazal say that the actual Koishi Hashibud, the actual Koishi Hashibud was only 86 years. There was 210, but the actual Koishi Hashibud was 86. Because Yosef already instated that even though you're supposed to work for power an instated amount of time, which for Klal Yisrael was 430, no, but Yosef made a rule. 4/5 you can take for yourself. You only have to give 1/5 to Pari. And they did. They gave one Kois to Pari. And that's why we drink 4 koises. Thank you. We drink arba koises because those are the arba koises that we didn't work. We were supposed to work chamisha pa'amim kois, chamisha pa'amim elikim. But Yosef set a rule, unasatim chamishas lapari. So one kois we gave to Pari and we worked for 86 years. And then the other 4 koises represent the dalet koises that we did not work. It was all in the Maisa of a similar bonim in Yosef over here.